You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. We're following the political results from last night in Indiana and North Carolina, and also the situation in Myanmar, also known as Burma. And we're also thinking about the Middle East today. Israel is a lot of things. It is certainly a place of intractable conflict and persistent instability, yet the Israelis are people of a long-standing intellectual tradition that does not hesitate at any time to take hard looks at its political system or itself. And Israel has a birthday tomorrow. It's 60 years old tomorrow, and celebrations are already beginning in Israel. And that was the occasion for political economist Bernard Avishai to take a good hard look at the legal system and the assumptions about the state of Israel 60 years ahead. His new book is called The Hebrew Republic, and we are very, very grateful that you came in this morning.
Thank you for asking.
And it's great to see you again.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a long, long, long time ago. I was in Israel on its 40th birthday. Much has happened in the last 20 years. Let's just get right to the point. One of the criticisms that you make or suggestions that you make is that Israel needs to consider a more straightforward secular approach to dealing with its ethnic demographic problems.
Yes.
And also its isolation in the Middle East. Can you explain?
Well, this raises two points, really, because there's good news and bad news. Most people who think about Israel think about it in terms of the peace process. That's all foreground. There's a background here. And the good news in the background is that Israel has made a huge success of globalization. Israeli elites are developing 3,000, 4,000 startups in the last 20 years.
It's a robust technological
very robust
economy.
There, yeah. Extremely strong. Really the Silicon Valley of the Middle East. 200 Israeli companies are on the NASDAQ. It's got $150 billion GNP today. So it solved the biggest problem developing countries have to solve, which is how to succeed in the knowledge economy.
But from here on out, you say Israel is restrained by some of the most basic assumptions about its existence, including the fact that it is the Jewish state.
Right, and that's the sort of bad news is that, Israel's really two Jewish states. It's a Hebrew republic. It's a country that's fully democratic, state of its citizens, and reflects exactly what I just said before.
You're talking about the sort of liberal, moderate, secularized
Hebrew
Jews.
Version of the global thing.
Right,
Hebrew
right.
version of the global
that's
thing.
Everybody's one
equal.
State.
Everybody's
right.
equal, and it's patently a Jewish state, Hebrew speaking, and in fact. Assimilates all kinds of minorities into it.
What's the other Jewish state?
The other Jewish state is really the residual settler state, heroic settler state that was put together as the scaffolding for the Hebrew Republic, the scaffolding which was put up in the time of the British Mandate.
Which now finds itself in the middle of the controversy with the Palestinians of the West Bank. The settlement movement is perceived as acts of aggression in the West Bank and Gaza.
But I'm more concerned about Israel's own internal Arab population, which is almost 25%. If you look at the young people, almost 25% of the country. It's really 20% and growing to 25%. And, if the West Bank and Gaza were sort of relocated to the moon, Israel could have another intifada from its own Arab population in the next generation, precisely because its heroic settler state has never been retired and systematically discriminates against its own population.
Why so little success in granting political franchise to the Israeli Arabs, even though there is a degree of integration into Israeli society? I mean, Israeli Arabs do live among Israeli Jews to
right.
a certain extent,
and
but they have very few political rights, it seems.
Well, no, they have political franchise. They're completely equal before the law. They have the right to vote, and they vote actively.
But it hasn't gotten them much in 60 years.
That's because structurally, the state of Israel, which is residual to the old heroic time, discriminates against them in land because, something like 90% of the land of the country is administered by the Israel Land Authority that sees itself as a custodian for the Jewish people. A lot of material privileges are meant for Jews. The path to citizenship is largely defined through a legal definition of being part of Jewish nationality, being a Jew, and that's decided by an Orthodox rabbinate that's part of the state apparatus. So you have a whole series of residual institutions that systematically discriminate against non-Jews. And the Arabs have this foot on the brake, foot on the gas relationship to the Jewish population and are becoming extremely alienated and restive precisely because they're already third-generation Israelis and they've begun to feel that this is their country.
Personally, I mean, would you experience some pain in essentially calling for jettisoning the concept of the Jewish state on Israel's 60th birthday?
But I'm not calling for that. I'm not calling for jettisoning the Jewish state. I'm calling for a democratic state, which is patently Jewish in the sense that it retains the cultural links back to Jewish history. It speaks the Hebrew language and invites others to join that culture. I'm certainly not calling for the elimination of an environment in which Jews, as religious Jews, find a full opportunity to voluntarily practice. I mean, if you were a Jew, an Orthodox Jew even, where would you rather be than in a Hebrew republic, a state surrounded by people who are speaking Hebrew? So I don't see this in any way as calling for the elimination of a Jewish state. I'm talking about creating a state which is patently Jewish, but is Jewish in the way that states in the European Union, for example, are national states of their own.
Secular institutions, but a Jewish majority.
I'm talking about a Jewish cultural reality, which is politically, economically so powerful that other people will want to join it.
Quickly, 60th birthday, a happy one for Israel, in your view?
Look, it's whatever else you can say. The fact of Israel is an enormous achievement, and anybody who lives in that country can't help but feel grateful. So, you know, I think it's a happy time. But it's a sober time because, you know, we've lived with this kind of violence for a long time, and we want to be able to see an end to it.
Bernard Abishai is author of The Hebrew Republic, his new book, talking about the future of an Israeli embrace of secularism in a nation that is 60 years old tomorrow. Bernard, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, John.